Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Menachot Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the 6th and 7th Mishnayot of the 5th Perek. And we're only going to look at Mishnah Vav, as I put on the top of the help sheet, because the 7th Mishnah, which the editors included with the 6th Mishnah, is not going to be assayed until the next podcast. So at that point, we'll go back and take a look. Elu tu'unot tnufav ein tu'unot hagashat. So in the previous Mishnah, we talked about those korbanot, which is a majority of them, of the menachot that require hagasha, but not tnufa. Now we'll find out which ones require tnufa, but not hagasha. Log shemen shemetzor va'ashamo. So the oil that the metzorah brings, which is sprinkled towards the parochet and then put on his ear and thumb and toe, the rest of that log, and the asham, or the log and the asham. Habikurim, Kidre Rebbe Elozman Yaakov. Rebbe Elozman Yaakov says, Bikurim acquired tnufa also. And emurei shalmei yachid, v'chazev eshok shalahen. All the emurim that go on the mizbeach of regular shlamim, plus the chazev eshok that go to the kohanim. Now, echad anashim v'echad nashim, which means, as we will see, korbanot that belong to men or women, B'Yisrael v'lo ba'achirim. But the only ones who can do tnufa are male Yisraelim. Now, shtei halechem u'shtei kivsei atzeret also have tnufa and do not have hagasha. Now, ketzad hu oseh, what do you do for these, the breads and the lambs on Shavuot? Noten shtei halechem al shtei kivasim u'meniach shtei adav l'mata. So you put the two breads on top of the two lambs, and we'll see four different opinions about this in a braita. And you put your hands underneath them. Molich is the coin, of course. Molich umevim male umorid. You move to and fro, up and down. Shinemar asher hunaf vasher huram. We say asher hunaf refers to back and forth, and asher huram is up and down. Tnufa itab mizrach, and the tnufa could be done even on the east side of the mizbeach, meaning the outside of the mizbeach. Hagashah marav, hagashah itself, though, had to be done at the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Tnufot kodmot lahagashot. If you have a mincha that requires both, you do tnufa first. Minchat ha'omer, minchat kna'ot tnufot hagasha u'tnufa. Here are the two korbanot that require both hagasha and tnufa. Because in the previous mishnah we dealt with only hagasha, then in the beginning of this mishnah only tnufa. Minchat ha'omer and minchat kna'ot require both. Lechem ha'parim minchat nesachim ein tnufot lo hagasha v'lo tnufa. That's the end of mishnah vav. That the lechem ha'panim and the menachot that come along with korbanot have neither. Okay, skip to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, this is in the Parsha of Metzora, Vayikriv oto l'asham et log asham en veinif otam tnufa. You have to lift up the log and the asham, the ram. M'lamed shtudin tnufa ki'achad, they should be lifted up together. Minayin shim heinif zebatzmo v'zebatzmo yatsa. How do I know that if he lifted them separately, he still fulfilled the obligation? Tamud lomar v'ikriv oto l'asham veinif. So the veinif is like on a separate piece. Yachol, meaning ve'nif et ha'sham. Yachol, yanif, yachzor, ve'nif. I might think that you should actually lift them up separately and then together, so a total of three tnufot. Tamu lomar, tnufa, velo tnufot. It says a tnufa, a lifting, not multiple. And then, by the way, just to finish the pasuk, it says, lifnei Adonai, which means b'mizrach, means on the east side, to facing the door of the mikdash. But it means it could be even east of the mizbeach. Ay, v'amar lifnei Hashem, yachol marav. In the context of the mincha, when we talk about it being at the southwest corner, the Lifnei Hashem tells us it has to be on the west side. Pnei Mizbeach tells the south side, that's how we got the corner, but that means Lifnei Hashem means on the west side, right near the door of the Mikdash. So Amri, so how come here we say Lifnei Hashem could be even on the east? Amri Hanimili Mincha Deikri Chatat. That's talking about a mincha, which is called a Chatat, and therefore it has to be connected to the Mizbeach. And Chatat Una Yisod, Kerendroit Nizvachit Loyalo Yisod. Since a chatat has to be done at the yisod, and there is no yisod on the southeast side, therefore, it has to be on the west side. But to be standing east of the mizbeach, you're still facing the door of the mikdash, and that's the Lifnei Hashem. Okay, Bikurim Kedi Rebbe Elozman Yaakov. My Rebbe Elozman Yaakov, where is Rebbe Elozman Yaakov who says that Bikurim need tnufa? Titanya. In the context of the Bikurim, it says, V'lakach HaKohen, the Kohen shall take the basket. Now, my time, Rebbe Elozman Yaakov, where do you get that from? Gamar yad yad mishlamim. It says, v'lakach ha-kohen atana miyadecha. He'll take it from your hand. And the same word hand is used in the context of shlamim. You bring the korban with your hands. Makan kohen aflahalan kohen. So just like in Bikurim it's a kohen, that's how we learned that in shlamim it's also a kohen who's going to hold it. Humala halan ba'alim, and in shlamim we know it's the owners who have it. Yadav tiviana afkan ba'alim. So in Bikurim also, in other words, we put them together and get a combo. In both cases, you need kohen and ba'alim. Haketzad, what do you do? Kohen meniach yado tachat yidei ba'alim menif. The ba'alim put their hand underneath the Bikurim basket or underneath the shlamim. The kohen puts his hand underneath the owner's hands, and together lift it up. All right, so we identified in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we identified that the owner of the position, the author of the position, Bikurim required tnufa is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Hi, v'leima nami k'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't we also point out in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda agrees it needs tnufa? Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. V'hinachto, you shall place it down in front of the Mizbeach, next to the Mizbeach, zutnufa. That's referring not to just putting it down, but doing a wave and putting it down. Tomer zutnufa v'enu el hanacha, maybe it just means put it down. Shomer v'hinicho, in the earlier pasuk, it says he places it next to the Mizbeach. Hare hanacha amur, so it already says to put it down. V'hinachto, so why does it say again, place it down? Zutnufa means pick it up and place it down, wave it and place it down. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that there's tnufa. So why didn't they mention Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? Rabbi Hoilu patach ba katuv tchila. Rabbi says because the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov invoked to prove tnufa is an earlier pasuk in the text. That's Rabbi. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Amar Hoil v'Rav Gavrei. He says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is greater, and as Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kav v'naki, and halacha always follows him, and therefore he's the one who gets chosen as the representative of that opinion in the Mishnah. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah, now my kamar, what is this Mishnah saying? So I already telegraphed it. This is what it means. Meaning the korban, whether of men or women, needs tnufa. But the tnufa itself can't be done by women, which means a non-owner is going to do the tnufa. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, watch this. Bnei Yisrael, in the Parsha, and I added the pasuk in, Daber Bnei Yisrael, and when they bring the korban, they have to do tnufa. Bnei Yisrael menifin v'ein of de kochavim menifin. Bnei Yisrael menifin v'ein on hashim menifot. So Bnei Yisrael is there to exclude non-Jews from tnufa and women from doing tnufa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, matzinu shechilek ha-katub ben korban Yisrael, the korban of de kochavim, the korban hashim, Bismicha, we see that the Torah distinguished between a korban brought by a male Jew and a korban brought either by a female or by a non-Jew. Lagavi smicha. Smicha is only done with a korban brought by a male Jew, by the owner. Yachol nachlok b'tnufa, maybe you should make the same distinction and say that only a korban brought by a male Jew requires tnufa. Lo! I don't have no reason to make that distinction. Of course the Torah made that distinction in smicha, because smicha is done by the owners. So if the owner is a non-somech, it can't be chayav b'smicha. Tnufa is done also by the Kohanim. So therefore, what do we have here? We'll see that the Kohanim alone do it. So why does it say Bnei Yisrael? That it means that it excludes them from the act of tnufa, but not that their korban is exempt from tnufa. Tanya idach b'nei Yisrael, ein li'el b'nei Yisrael, gerim v'avadim shir chorein minayin. How do I know that applies to people who are not genealogically b'nei Yisrael? Talmud lomar ham makriv. Anybody brings the korban? O ein ol is a kohen makriv. Maybe that's referring to the kohen who's doing it. Shu omer yadav t'viyana. That's the pasuk we invoked earlier through Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or Ibali Mamur. That's talking about the owner, not the kohen. As we saw in the Mishnah, the Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Baalim, and together they live. So what do you do with the Emurim? Because remember, we've got two things that are going to be lifted up for Shlamim. One is the Emurim, the fats that go on the Mizbeach, and the other is the Chazev HaShok that get given to the Kohanim. And although the Mishnah doesn't say this, the assumption is that they're lifted as one tnufa, not two. You put the emurim on your hands, and put the chazev shok on top of that, and lift. And additionally, anywhere where there is bread involved, halacha milamala, the bread is on top. Hecha, hecha here means, what's the source for that? Rapapa b'miluim. In the Korban of Miluim, the lechem goes on top. We're going to see that in the next podcast. My time, why is the, and this, by the way, that line, Rapapa miluim, may be errantly transposed from a piece that we're going to see in the next podcast also. I'll point out that point. So, Ilema Mishum Dichtiv, why is it that we say that the Chazeh V'Shok goes on top of the Chalavim? Shokat Shom Chazeh Tunfa Al Yishay Chalavim Yavila Nif Tunfa, that it says in the Miluim that that you bring the Shokachum, the Shokan Chazeh, on top of the Yishay Chalavim, meaning the stuff that goes on the flame. V'Haktiv Et Achelav Al Chazeh Yivianu, it says that you put the fats on top of the Chazeh. That's not talking about what's in your hand, what order is in your hand. That's talking about what order it's brought to you from the Beit HaShechita, where they take the animal apart. So that means, first you bring the chalev, then you bring the chazeh. In the context of the Yom HaShmini, it says the chalavim were on top of the chazot, the chazeh. That's when the coin who did tenufa gives it to another coin to burn it. So the first one he gives him is the chazot, and then on top of that he gives him the chalavim, because the chazot came off first because they were on top. So we see there's three koanim involved. One who brings it and puts it on the hands of the menif, and the third coin that the menif gives it to, who puts it on the mizbeach. Why? Why do we have three koanim? Mishum nirti bravam hadrat melech. There's greater glory for God when there are more people involved. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with our analysis of Shtei HaLechem and Molich HaMevi, and then we will go look at Mishnah Zayin and see that analysis too. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.